When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And now,
back to Hale Varsity Radio.
More thoughts from Coach Rhule and the Saturday scrimmage. We'll hear from Will Bolt. A big weekend for the Big Red, part of the Nebraska baseball broadcast and alumni of Hale Varsity Radio. Love talking to him. One-time partner in crime, David Gustafson, with us. Gus, good weekend at the ballpark, bud. Thanks for a few minutes. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah, it was a nice weekend at the ballpark. Maybe not the best weather on Friday, but thought it was a pretty nice day, and boys went and got two of the three, so that was good because they needed some confidence after a little rough patch for them there.
It was a little rough, and I want to get your thoughts. You've seen Nebraska a handful of times this year on the mic, and let's go back to yesterday, and let me just ask this. As you're settling in, What were you expecting on the rubber match day?
Well, it's kind of we felt good going into it because we kind of felt like it was an opposite, a reversal of what we saw at Rutgers, where they lost two of the three there at Rutgers. We had a good feeling about going into yesterday, and if we knew if Will Walsh could get into the game, four or five plus innings, which he had yesterday, then they felt pretty good because the bullpen was completely ready to go. So they had no issues there. So if once he got going through a few innings and, of course, Big Red starts to put on some runs, then you feel really good about it. And it was good to get Tyler Stoll back yesterday as well. He's a two-run shot, and the first was kind of a nice little shot in your arm there where then everybody else started to relax, felt pretty good about what was going to happen. And it was just a great day at the ballpark.
Talk about the turnaround from game two to game three, because obviously both lopsided scores, one going each way for either team. How does Nebraska respond to that? Obviously, run ruling Maryland in that rubber match. Was that more so of like a, hey, we've been here before, let's go out and take it type thing? Or what is your read on how different those two games were?
Well, I think it's the game's over, right? So you just move on to the next day. There's a lot of work to be done. You're trying to win the weekend series, right? That's your goal as you go into the Big Ten play. Every weekend is to win it. Yeah, sure, you'd love to sweep, but it's hard to sweep. So there was still an achievable goal in front of them. So they just, you know, moved on and went on to the next day because you can't go back and dwell on what happened the day before. Maryland hit the ball. They hit the ball well, and you got beat. So go back, figure out a few things of what you'd like to change, and they had a little better approach to plate yesterday. That's a pretty resilient Nebraska team. They don't get too flustered with losses like that. They don't like them, obviously, but they don't get too flustered with it. They just move on to the next day and go about what they need to have done.
Part of the Husker baseball broadcast, David Gustafson with us here on Hale Varsity Radio. Gus, a thought with Nebraska, and you mentioned that energy and their approach at the plate. They took batting practice. I know Coach Bolt talked a little bit about that, just their energy was different yesterday in a good way. They seemed pretty locked in. 10-21 with runners in scoring position. They were 5 for 39 their previous four games heading into yesterday's win. Took advantage of some of those errors. But what's your take on this offense? What is a normal day for them? They went for 16 runs yesterday. That's not normal, although it could be against some Big Ten pitching. But what can be a good sweet spot for this offense moving forward?
You know, this is a team that can put 6, 7, 8 runs up pretty easily, unless they're running into a guy who's really got good command. And I wouldn't say it was great command, but it was off-speed stuff on Saturday that kind of got them a little bit off, back on their heels, just a hair. So they changed that approach going into Sunday a little bit more, be more aggressive, back to fastball. And, you know, if they get to that 7-run mark, you feel pretty good about this team because they have great pitching, especially on the weekend with those two front guys. And maybe, you know, who knows who is going to take that number three guy on Sunday. Maybe Will Walsh will take over there. You know, he looked pretty good yesterday. But so you get 6-7 runs put up there, Schmitty, you feel pretty good about the win.
Moving on to next weekend, and I know that Kansas comes to town as well, but you look at that Iowa series, and that's a big one because Iowa's a team that was projected earlier in the year to be pretty good. I know they struggled early on in the season, but you pair a weekend series against a rival, and then you got your horse and Brett Sears going on Friday. I mean, describe the energy in the ballpark when he takes the mound, because I've been to a couple of Friday games in person just as a fan, and it just feels different when he's on the bump versus literally anybody else.
Well, there's a tremendous amount of confidence in him with that team, and they feel really comfortable with him going out Friday night because he's been so consistent. I mean, it's a quality start after a quality start, and there's just a different mood when they know that, you know, Brett Sears is going to be on the mound because they feel that he's going to get them deep into a ball game, give them a chance to win. Usually doesn't give up too many runs, so they know that maybe if they're having a bad night on offensive side, you don't have to have that home, you know, big late rally to win because you got Brett on the bump. So there's a tremendous amount of confidence when he's on the hill, that's for sure.
Gus, as we handicap the Big Ten, Nebraska tied with Purdue right now at 8-4, Michigan a step back at 10-5, Hawkeyes are 9-6, Illinois surprising many at 10-2. Not that they're in that top four per se, but they're 10-2. So as you look at this league race, where do you think Nebraska's strengths lie, and what are some liabilities moving forward? Obviously, this weekend's huge. Tomorrow night's huge.
Well, they're all big, and it's certainly winnable for the Huskers to take the league regular season title. It's attainable. You know, Illinois, they're up there right now. They're going to run into, you know, they go to Maryland. Maryland, at Maryland, will be a little more difficult for them. They have Ohio State at home. They have a hot Iowa, Purdue. So they're going to run into some of the top end. Unfortunately, Nebraska doesn't play them. It'll be a fun weekend series. We played Illinois this weekend, or this year, I should say. Mm-hmm. But, you know, Nebraska has a chance to win it. And if they just can continue to go win series after series after series, they're going to be in a very good spot come late May.
Regional-wise, we've seen the projections, and before the little skid happened post-10-game win streak, Nebraska was in some suggestions or some projections to be hosting, very few, but there were a couple out there. The common spots were down to Norman or to Stillwater. What do you think of this club at this point right now from a regional perspective? Are they a two seed somewhere in a tough draw, or do you think they can do enough work with the rest of the year to be in that conversation to host?
Well, I think they're at a two right now. And there's certainly a conversation where they can get to a one, because if you play extremely well the rest of the way through league play here and win the league, you have a very good chance at being a host. And then maybe do a little bit of damage in, you know, wouldn't hurt in a Big Ten tournament either. So I think it's attainable to get there. There's work to be done for sure. But as of right now, probably a two is where everybody's projecting them on the two line. They have a shot, though, to get to that one, but they're going to have to do some work down here in the next 4 weekends.
A thought on the Kansas matchup coming up here tomorrow. Obviously, the first one was just a wild ride back and forth down in Lawrence, 13-11. The Jayhawks won that one. Looking for a little bit of vengeance here, Nebraska is. You mentioned playing well down the stretch. Those midweek games have been a little bit of an Achilles heel. How do they flip that script? Because you also have Creighton and Kansas State in that mix-up as well.
You know, I've done college baseball for almost 20 years now, and the midweek games are always wild. It doesn't matter what stadium you're in, who you're broadcasting for, they're always wild. So expect maybe one of those again tomorrow night. Maybe not the offensive output we saw down in Lawrence. But, you know, I think most importantly is can they get something rolling once again? And that's where the midweek games become important. Because, yeah, it doesn't hurt you for the conference standing if you drop a game to Kansas. But now you get another win on your belt, get more confidence. Now you got a couple in a row. You won three out of your last four if you can get that win. Going into the weekend, you feel really good about it. So the midweek games are important, I think, more for confidence-wise going into the next weekend, just as though that you're consistently playing well, especially offensively.
Let's talk about Christo, the not-so-obvious hint or suggestion from Will Bolt post-media session yesterday was good shot that you'll probably see Christo tomorrow night. What's your observation been on his season?
He's got moments where he's excellent, great. He's got moments where he doesn't hit his spots, and that kind of gets him in trouble. And that's any pitcher, right? If any pitcher does that, they're going to get themselves hurt by doing that. So he has, I mean, it's a guy who has Friday night stuff, and he's just run into some hiccups this year from time to time. Other times he's been great, so he can dial up his good stuff, which he has. He certainly has it. It could be a very good night tomorrow night for him.
It's a needed night, would you agree? Not just from a win standpoint, but back to the confidence topic.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it would bode well for Nebraska if he had a good night tomorrow night, if he is the one that takes the ball, because they're going to need him. If you want to make a stretch run and win the Big Ten and go into a regional, you're going to need guys like Drew Chrisel for sure.
Brumbaugh, the guy's absolutely on fire, just missed the cycle. I can hear Gus calling it or Ben calling a home run for the cycle that unfortunately didn't happen. The game got shut down because of the mercy rule in college.
Game close. It hit the wall.
No, I know. But Brumbaugh, just speak a moment to the spark he really truly is for this offense.
Well, he's your typical leadoff guy. If you get on, good things happen for your team, usually. And that's what he does. He gets on base. He's a spark at the top. He's a smart base runner when he's on. And the more he gets on, it just allows Nebraska's offense to set things up the way they want to. Because you have Riley Sill batting second. And if he's there and Brumbaugh's on first, second, typically you're probably going to ask Riley to put that button down. Now you got a runner in scoring position. So he's a spark plug, is Brumbaugh for the offense for sure. And he's just been super consistent all year long. And hopefully that continues the rest of the way.
Can we confirm that Kyle Perry does know the run rule now on getaway day?
Well, full disclosure, we weren't certain on it. We're like, and that's the end. Okay, yes, we were told it was, but then the way the players were reacting, we were like, we think it's over. Yep, it's over. Okay, very good. So, I'm not sure. I'm sure Kyle probably knows by now.
Gus was doing his best Jim Carrey and Liar Liar, and that's the game. I love it. David Gustafson, part of the broadcast team with Nebraska Baseball. Gus, we'll talk again soon. Thanks for making time today, man.
Absolutely. See you guys.
See you, man. There he is, David Gustafson, part of the Husker Broadcast Network, and was on the call this weekend. Appreciate him. We'll have some more thoughts here with Nebraska's scrimmage. Hear from Will Bolt. Nebraska took 2 out of 3 from the Turtle. Tail Varsity, and we're powered by Cornhead Lager.